Donc oui, Aaron Cohen, il a fait sa réputation plutôt sur Internet. Il a tourné aux États-Unis, en Europe. De nombreuses fois, s'est fait un nom à New York puisqu'il y habite maintenant. Alors, tu le disais tout à l'heure, Guillaume, il jouera ce soir sur la scène de Pop-Up au théâtre grâce à la scène nationale à partir de 21h30. Voilà, on a pu écouter son album Sea Red qui est sorti il y a peu de temps. Voilà, on l'a découvert. Hey, Aaron. Nice to meet you. Take the mic. Donc, je vais faire l'interview en anglais. Ludivine va la traduire. I do the interview in French and Ludivine will translate my words and yours as well. Take your time. Thanks for the showcase. It was great. Thank you. Yes. En plus, il y avait beaucoup sur le plateau. Il y avait plein de gens qui étaient là pour voir Aaron Cohen. Donc, bon accueil. On est bien contents. So, you are actually touring in Europe. How do you feel about that? It's not the first time you come to Europe. So, how do you feel about your tour?
My tours in Europe have been really good, especially in France. I don't know why, but French people like me. And in Belgium, in Switzerland. Everything okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Those are like the French-speaking markets that I do well. And I don't know, the fans show a lot of love. It's like a little bit more appreciation once you leave home, you know?
Ça s'est très bien passé, surtout en France. Et je suis désolée.
C'est pas grave.
Could you just repeat the end, what you said? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just said once you leave home and you go somewhere new, people appreciate you in a different way.
Quand on quitte son pays d'origine et qu'on va à l'étranger, les gens nous apprécient d'une manière différente et c'est une approche intéressante.
Alors justement, cette question de public, d'audience, voilà, comment on peut la comparer par rapport à celle des États-Unis? How have the audience received the music compared to people in the U.S.?
Well, I think in both places they like it, but for different reasons, you know? In the U.S., the fans that I do have in the U.S. like my lyrics and like that I'm saying interesting things. There's a lot of... I'm a real rapper, you know? So like every line I say has like three or four meanings. And people in the U.S. who understand me understand that. And here, they like that, but more it's they like the production and they like my style and my aesthetic and the feel. And they like New York City. So it's different. Over here, it's more turned up. They're more excited about me.
Les gens apprécient pour différentes raisons en France et aux États-Unis. Aux États-Unis, c'est plus l'appréciation des paroles parce que je suis un vrai rappeur et que les... chacune des phrases que je dis a au moins 3 ou 4 sens. Et en France, c'est plutôt la production, les instrus, c'est plus l'ambiance que les paroles.
About the different meanings of your lyrics, you play on words as well, play on words. How do you write your lyrics? Are there improvisations or do you write on a book, something?
I basically find a beat that I like, an instrumental that I like. I listen to it. I don't write. I just walk around. I have to be moving. If I'm sitting still, I can't think. And I just come up with one line, and then I repeat that line again until the second one just comes naturally, and then I repeat the first two until the third one comes, and then by the end of my walk, I have a verse memorized, you know?
Just like poetry.
I guess. I'm not a poet. I'm just a rapper, so I don't know.
Donc pour créer, je choisis une instru, un beat et je marche. Je n'arrive pas à créer si je suis statique. Et il y a un premier vers qui vient, je le répète jusqu'à ce que le deuxième vienne. Je répète les deux premiers jusqu'à ce que le troisième vienne, etc. Un peu comme de la poésie.
So when did you begin to rap?
I think I started rapping when I was like 12, probably. I got into... You see, I hold the mic like I'm rapping, even when I'm not... I was listening to my favorite artists and I started memorizing their songs and I would just rap them and then I would do it in the shower. I would bang on the wall of the shower and rap because the acoustics in the shower are great. And then one day I just started, just accidentally started rapping by myself. It wasn't something I had memorized. It was just me. And ever that was like magic. And ever since then, I've been trying to, you know, recapture that moment.
J'ai commencé quand j'avais 12 ans, surtout sous la douche. J'apprenais des chansons de rappeurs que j'aimais bien et je les répétais. Il y a une bonne acoustique sous la douche. Et
voilà, il tapait aussi sur la porte de douche pour faire le beat. Et puis il refaisait, voilà.
Yeah.
Quite. C-Red released last year in 2018.
This year, yeah. 2018.
Donc cette année, il a sorti un album qui s'appelle C-Red et il a de nombreux featuring dessus. Comment se sont passées les collaborations en fait avec les différentes personnes qui font ces featuring? So C-Red released last month. So there are many feats and producers on this album. So how do you collaborate with them?
So like half the songs are Kamal. He's the producer, and I've known him for a long time in New York. We always work together. And then I'm from Seattle originally, Seattle, Washington. So I went back there to see my family, and I worked with a producer named Break Bill, who lives in Seattle. And then my manager thought it would be a good idea for us to live in Los Angeles because there's lots of opportunity, but I hate Los Angeles. So we went there, and I made two songs with DJ Hoppa, who lives in Los Angeles. And then that's it for the production. And then Caleb is an artist from Portland. So really, by traveling around, you meet, you know, talented people, and those are the producers.
Donc il a beaucoup voyagé entre Seattle, New York et Los Angeles, ville qu'il n'aime pas d'ailleurs. Et du coup, il a rencontré les plusieurs producteurs qui sont sur l'album.
Donc il est...
I said more than that.
Seattle.
No, that's okay.
Il y a Kamal qui signe la production d'un titre qui s'appelle 24, par exemple, 24. Voilà, donc, et puis il y a d'autres producteurs également sur l'album. Il est de Seattle, il a bougé récemment à New York. Comment, en fait, il vit avec l'héritage musical de ces deux grosses villes américaines qui, regorgent en effet de culture, que ce soit hip-hop ou même d'autres cultures musicales. So you from Seattle and you've moved to New York. So how do you feel the music scene in Seattle compared with New York, and how do you take the heritage of these two huge cultural towns?
Yeah, I think they both have really great music scenes, but they're very different. New York has everything, but you know, especially it had jazz and especially hip hop and punk. New York has everything, but Seattle was more indie music and grunge rock, alternative rock, you know, people who wear shirts like this and have beards like this. So I think I have both in my music. I think I'm naturally like, I'm not an aggressive person day to day, like walking down the street, I'm not gonna get in your way.
Sometimes your lyrics are aggressive.
Yeah, so I think there's a mix. I'm like laid back, and a lot of it's like laid back and melancholy, and then some of it's aggressive. So that's like the mix between Seattle and New York. It's like either sad or angry. That's my music. You know?
Ma musique est un mélange entre Seattle et New York. Donc Seattle, c'est New York, c'est plus le côté où il y a tout niveau style de musique. Il y a du punk,
du jazz, du hip-hop.
Et Seattle, c'est plus rock, grunge et alternatif. Du coup, c'est vraiment un mélange des deux.
Voilà, donc là, on ne le voit pas, mais il a des chemises à carreaux, une chemise à carreaux, une barbe. Une voilà. Mais il a aussi un t-shirt Tupac. So you like Los Angeles?
Like listening to Tupac?
Yeah.
Everybody listens to Tupac, right? Does anyone not listen to Tupac?
I'm not.
So what else no? You got coming up, Aaron Cohen?
What do I have coming up? I just rapped for like 8 people over there, and I'm really sweaty, and I'm doing an interview, but I have a big show tonight.
Yes.
In Orléans. You guys should go.
Donc ce soir à 21h30.
I have a project coming, I have to say. I have a project called Red New York. So my last project was See Red, where I was just very angry, and Red New York is me being angry in New York. So it's
angry in New York.
Yeah, because you guys know what sea red means, right? Like voir rouge. So it's like, do you have the same saying?
Furious.
Furious.
Yes, we have this expression.
So I brought that energy with the more New York sound. So I think it's very cool.
Donc il a un nouveau projet qui s'appelle
Angry in New York.
Angry in New York.
No, Red New York. Red New York. Like the color.
See New York red.
Almost. How am I supposed to promo stuff?
Voilà, donc nouveau projet. When?
It's a good question.
Do you plan to release this project?
I don't know, because I just keep making songs. I always be like, okay, it's finished. And then I make another song. I'm like, well, this song's good. And then I don't know. Maybe January. I have 4 videos that are being edited now. And that takes forever, because people take forever to do everything. So
take time.
Yeah. Especially in France.
Aaron Cohen, ce soir en concert, c'est à 21h30 au théâtre.
Tout à fait.
Pour le festival Pop-Up ici à Orléans. Thank you very much for the showcase and for the interview as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci Aaron.